At a very practical, everyday level, the thoughts and attitudes you hold in your mind have a great impact on your child's behavior. Attitudes are what we believe and what we expect. When you instruct your child to do something, whether it's putting on a coat or putting away a toy, whatever it is, if you possess a 100% conviction that it's the right thing to say and that your child is most likely going to do it, you are almost assured that your child will behave in harmony with it. A good example is that children almost never fuss about putting on seatbelts, largely because within the mind of the parent, there is 100% conviction. Seatbelts are a complete non-negotiable, and the child picks up on this conviction within the parent. But the more parents I work with, the more I realize how many of them experience life with young children as a series of battles and tactical maneuvers. And one of the reasons I've discovered is that they're not holding this inner conviction that things will go smoothly. They're very often holding the exact opposite attitude, either consciously or unconsciously. They're just waiting for things to fall apart, for their child to resist or protest. You know, the battles and tactical maneuvers.